Oh Lord, what misery there has been in Ireland, it is plainly seen. Poor Protestants are beaten out, lose house and home by the Irish rout. What wicked murders has been done, as bad as was in 41, when they ripped up women to the breast, that was big with child, it is confessed. They ravished maids and wives also, then murdered them before they go. It is a grievous thing to speak, it would make a stony heart to ache. By hundreds without remorse, into houses they did drive by force, then burned their houses o'er their head. There they lay frying till they were dead. Oh, those bloody Irish papist crew has no remorse, I tell you. They're as bad again, we understand, when they do get the upper hand. Then brave Englishmen, stand fast, the Lord will bless you to the last, and will strengthen you both great and small to overcome these tyrants all. Your brethren that in Ireland be, make haste to relieve them speedily, or else Londonderry may be lost, then England will be sorely crossed. And then if such a thing should be, they'll make a bloody massacre. They say the weakest goes to the wall, but the Lord is strong, he can defend us all. Now the English army is on their way. Let every man and woman pray to bless them safe by sea and land, that God may give them strength their foes withstand. Now the Irish with their bloody band are dividing of the Protestant land, and poor creatures they are all undone, they know not which way for to run. But with help of God our army may reward their cruelty every way, and make the Irish cry, oh, hone, to curse the time they murdered Englishmen. It is for the gospel we do stand, religion, laws, and our native land, to defend us from Rome's slavery, and that triple crown of popery. God defend our English nation still, and deliver us from the papist's will, and send the Irish Protestants relief to ease them of their care and grief. Which will be done ere it be long, for we hope the Lord is for us strong. He will be for us great and small, then the Church of England cannot fall.